When I was 12, I got my first job. My first job was to deliver the Detroit Free Press on the other side of town in Brighton. Used to get up at 5:30 in the morning to deliver the papers to the neighborhood. Now, if I was 12, that makes that about 45 years ago. The paper, the daily paper, was 20 cents a copy. Today, it's $2 a copy. But every morning, I still read the paper. And you can imagine my joy in the past week of what I get to read on the sports page every day. Wonderful articles. But this line jumped at me in one of the articles last week. A national title, the ultimate prize. And so it got me thinking. We have four professional sports teams in our country. They consume a lot of time and money. But think about those four professional sports: football, baseball, hockey, basketball. And they all have an ultimate prize. If you're playing football, you want to play in what game? The Super Bowl. You want to win the Vince Lombardi Trophy. If you're playing baseball, the goal is to play in what game? The World Series. And you get to win the Commissioner's Trophy. And in hockey, the ultimate game is to play for the Stanley Cup. The Lord Stanley Cup. And if you're playing basketball, you want to win what championship? The NBA championship. To own the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Now, we know we all have our favorite sports teams. We like to associate with our favorite sports teams because we like associating with winners. Listen to the last sentence of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians today. He says, "I continue my pursuit toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling in Christ Jesus." What prize is Paul chasing? What is the ultimate prize that he is seeking? It's a life with Jesus. A life with Jesus in heaven. A life with Jesus in friendship. A life with Jesus in witnessing his love and his forgiveness and his peace to others. Who here is seeking an upward calling of the prize of life with Jesus Christ? Every hand better go up. We know well, when we come to pray, it's because we are seeking the ultimate prize of a life with Jesus Christ. Where? In eternal life. Yes? Absolutely. That's why we're here, seeking the prize of a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we have the great honor to receive him in the Eucharist, so we have him in us every time we come and pray. The ultimate prize, a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we listen to Paul throughout his letters, he's all about embracing the relationship with Jesus. He has heard the stories. He shares the spirit of Jesus with us, reminding us of his own conversion and his own work to embrace the message and spirit of Jesus and to share it with others. It's why he's the great preacher, calling people to embrace Jesus Christ. He's calling us to be our best selves in the spirit of Jesus. The gospel is a great story to examine and to ask ourselves, where do we fall in this story? It makes us pause and ask ourselves, how well am I seeking the prize of life with Christ? How well do I embrace the message of Jesus? So we ask ourselves, which character am I? Am I a scribe or a Pharisee who wants to be pointing at fingers at the actions of others? We could be talking about the woman in the story or say, you know, the woman didn't act by herself. Where's the man in the story? Am I the person caught in the sin? Or am I following the example of Jesus and speaking mercy and compassion and forgiveness to others? I would hope that's the person we want to be in the story. The person who's listening and watching how Jesus speaks and acts and says, that's the person I want to follow. That's the person I want to be. So what is the ultimate prize I am seeking? Yes, we all like to associate with our favorite winning team. We want to wear the hats and the t-shirts that says, we're the champions. Is the prize I'm seeking to be like Christ? To be a reflection of his love and compassion in the world? I hope so. Is the ultimate prize to be the finger pointer or to be the hand of forgiveness? If we want the prize of a relationship with Jesus Christ in heaven, let us remember, it's not about winning. It's not about finger pointing or judging. It's about mercy, love, and forgiveness. It's about living and witnessing the peace of Jesus to others. It's about living a way that will win us the prize and peace of eternal life in heaven. Amen.